Just two more. Verse 23, David chose to stay enthusiastic for the Lord. He says, my lips shall greatly rejoice. He was no ho-hum, half-hearted. He says, to the end, I'm going to be like Tim Terrific Moore. You ever heard Tim Moore? Terrific all the time. Even when he's sick, even when he doesn't feel well, we should be enthusiastic for the Lord. And in verse 24, David learned to let God invade all of his life. He said, my tongue shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. God, you're going to be in every part of my day. So looking forward to Christ, well done. It means pointing my life at ending well. It means living purposefully with some holy habits. What are they? I'll list them all, and then we can go. Here are the resolves found in both halves of Psalm 71. David is saying, I will flee to God for hope before my troubles drown me. I will cry out to God for help before I give in to temptations. I will trust God's word more than my fears before I get paralyzed by them. I will seek the Lord over my hurts before I get bitter. I will keep reminding myself God is faithful all of my life to this moment and into the future. Number six, I will seek God's plan for my life every day. Number seven, I'll use my mouth so often to praise God, no room will be left to complain. Number eight, I'll trust the Lord's ability to rescue me more than EMS, the doctors, or calling 911. Number nine, I'll never give up, even when I'm alone, forgotten by most, and out of circulation for the rest of my days. Number ten, I will never stop looking for people to share a testimony of God's goodness in my life. Number 11, I will humbly go in the strength of the Lord, dependent on Him. Number 12, I will seek out younger people. And if you read the bulletin, there are a lot of younger people in need of seeking out these days. And pass on to them my testimony of God's goodness and great faithfulness. Number 13, I will never stop pursuing God in a deepening experience of knowing Him daily. Number 14, I will welcome pain and suffering as God's perfect tools to shape my life. Number 15, I will forsake the stereotypes of the uselessness of old timers. He says, even when I'm old and gray-headed, he says, I'm just going to sing and praise and speak for God. And finally, I'm going to let God invade my whole day. Not just the start, not just the finish, but all of it. That's a great way to live in the future tense. And David says, that's what I will do. I hope in your heart you'll grab one of those verses we looked at, one of those concepts attached to that verse. And you say, Lord, by your grace, in the power of your Spirit, I will do that.